Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. We call upon your name, Yeshua, our mighty God. What a great God you are. Oh, you are awesome in all your ways. And we honor your presence today like never before. We thank you for being with us, oh God. We thank you that we are aligned with you and that we are dressed right. In the name of Jesus, we are your mighty warriors. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you that the battle is yours, and you won the battle. We have victory over every enemy, over every lion, over every bear, over every giant. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father God, as we bow down and worship you, that you are Mokushe, a great king. And we bow down to worship you today, oh God. Have your way today on boys to men, girls to ladies. We lift up every participant, every person who will listen in today, oh God, even those who will listen later. We ask you, Lord, to move by your Holy Spirit, to have your way like never before. We bless and honor you, and we thank you today for what you're doing on boys to men and girls to ladies. We thank you for strengthening us in the most holy way. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us on your holy path. We thank you, Lord God, for your holy presence. Oh, Father, you already know that we can do nothing in and apart from you. We wait on you, we wait on you, we wait on you. And, Father God, I thank you that you are an honorable God. You are truly our King. There is no God like you, Jehovah. So we thank you for your holy presence today. We thank you for leading and guiding us by your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, have your way on boys to men, girls to ladies today, in Jesus' name. Well, good evening and welcome to Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. We are glad that you joined us. Thank you for being with us today. August, can you imagine? It's another month, a new month, a new day. Oh, yeah, a new day is dawning on us. A new day. God, yes, God has called us into a new day. And we give you thanks and praise for the new day that you're giving us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that abundant life that follows us daily, all the days of our lives. Truly, Lord, you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. So welcome today. Lord, I thank you for teaching our hands to war, our fingers to fight. Lord, I thank you that we're your end-time warriors. Use us in the name of Jesus as your weapon of war against every enemy that try to attack us in Jesus' name. Let all the enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed in Jesus' name. Lord, cleanse every temple and drive out any thief from our lives in Jesus' name. We bless you today, oh God. Remove all leaven and malice and wickedness from our lives in Jesus' name. We rebuke and cast out any frog-like spirits from our lives in the name of Jesus. We bind the rebuke. We bind and rebuke devils in high places in the name of Jesus. We break off all fellowship with devils through sin, the flesh, or sacrifice in the name of Jesus. We command all devils to leave our children in the name of Jesus. Lord, expose any human devils in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, expose any devils, expose. Any children of the devil that would try to come into our lives, into our families' lives, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, let every spirit hiding behind us be exposed in the name of Jesus. Let every hidden snare in the name of Jesus from our feet be exposed in the name of Jesus. We stand against the rebuke. We stand against and rebuke every wile of the devil. We release ourselves from any snare of the devil in the name of Jesus. We will not come into the condemnation of the devil. Lord, let no doctrine of the devil be established in our lives. We nullify the power of any sacrifice made to devils in our city, region, or nation, in the name of Jesus. We command every antichrist spirit, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We have overcome every antichrist spirit in the name of Jesus, because of greater is he in us than he that is in the world. We loose ourselves from every spirit of error in the name of Jesus. Lord, let us not operate in the wrong spirit. We loose ourselves from every spirit of whoredom in the name of Jesus. Let us have and walk in an excellent spirit in the name of Jesus. We take heed to our spirit at all times in the name of Jesus. We bind and cast out any spirit that would try to tear apart our lives in any manner in the name of Jesus. Lord, stir up our spirit to do your will. We bind and cast out any demon of slumber from our lives in the name of Jesus. We bind and cast out all demons of fear and timidity in the name of Jesus. We bind and cast out all seducing spirits that would try to come against us in the name of Jesus. Lead us, Lord, and make your way straight before our eyes. Make the crooked places straight and the rough places smooth before us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We reject every false vision and every false prophetic word released into our lives. We bind Satan, the deceiver, from releasing any deception in our lives in the name of Jesus. And Father, let our garments always be white. Let us be clothed with humility. Cover us with the robe of righteousness, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let our clothes be full of your virtue. Let a mantle of power rest upon our lives. Lord, give us wisdom in every area where we lack, in Jesus' name. We thank you today, Father God, for what you've done and what you're going to do in the name of Jesus. Father, your word says in Genesis 1:31, And God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. And God saw everything that he made was good, and behold, it was good. And evening and for the sixth day. Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. I thank God for his word today. God created man in his own image. And in the image of God, he created him, male and female. God created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, male and female, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over every living thing that moves on the earth. When they multiplied, children came. Thus, families were established. And so I thank God for families. You know, God created families in his image. He created fathers, he created mothers, he created boys, he created girls for a purpose. God put a purpose on the inside of all of us. And I'm going to read to you today some scriptures concerning the gift that God gave us, children. They are truly a gift from God. And I thank God for the gift that he gave us, our children. You know, God is an awesome God, and he has a plan, not only for you, but for your children, all of our children. He has a plan. And in his word, God said in Genesis 33:5, and he lifted up his eyes and saw the women and the children who were with thee, and said, the children which God hath generously given thy servant. Psalms 127:4. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of the youth. Psalms 127:5. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Psalms 128:3. The wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like the olives planted round about thy table. Proverbs 17:6. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of God are their fathers. Matthew 19:14. But Jesus said, Suffer little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. So I want you to know that God loves our children, and he loves you. You are his children as well. The title of our message today is Choose Life, a Call to Decision. Choose Life, a Call to Decision. What is life? Webster says life is a quality that distinguishes a vital function being from a dead body. One or more aspects of the process of living, spiritual existence transcending physical death, the period from birth to death. James, in the New Testament, the book of James 4:14 says, What is life? You are a mist that is seen for a moment and then it disappears. 1 Peter 1:24 says, All people are like grass and all beauty is like a flower of the field. The grass dries up and the flower drops off, but the word of the Lord will last forever. Life is very short and very valuable. Life is a gift from God. Psalms 127:3, children are a heritage from the Lord. They are a reward from him. When God gives us children, he put a purpose on the inside of them. An assignment has been given to all of us to complete while we're here on the earth. Our lives and even our children's lives do not belong to us. We all belong to God. We must treasure the life he has given us. Job said, God, you have granted me life and favor, and his visitation has preserved me. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. They are plans of peace and not of disaster, plans to give you and me a future filled with hope. Then you will call to me and you will come and pray to me and I will hear you. When you look for me, you will find me. When you wholeheartedly seek me, I will let you find me, declares the Lord. I will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and the places where I've scattered you, declares the Lord. I will bring you from the place where you are being held captive. When we rebel against God, when we ignore his warnings, he allows us to be captives of enemies of our soul. We bring curses on ourselves when we rebel against God, our Creator. Deuteronomy 30:15. So give me a moment. I'm going to read Deuteronomy 30:15. Into your hearing today. You know, God's word is really awesome. I thank God that he gave us his word. You know, we can read it, we can study it, and he gives us, you know, great, great revelations in his word when we read it. So read the word of God daily. See what message God has for you. You know, sometimes God may have a message for you, but you're too busy and you can't hear the message. So just be alert and listen to what God has to say to you on a daily basis. Because he's speaking. He speaks to his people. Deuteronomy 30:15 says, I have set before you this day life and good and death and evil. See, I have set before you this day life and good and death and evil. So, you know, God said he set before us good and evil. I'm sorry, life and good and death and evil. Our message today is called Choose Life, a Call to Decision. What will you choose? Will you choose life and good? Will you choose death and evil? What's your decision? You have two paths in front of you. On one path, you have blessing. On the other path, you have curses. Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14. You know, God's word, like I said, is awesome. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And it cuts us going and coming. Everything in us that's not like God is going to remove it from us. So Deuteronomy 28, I'm going to read it in just a minute, 1 through 14. It says, "And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command you this day, that the Lord thy God set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you, if you shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of the ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall you shall be your baskets and your store. Blessed shall you be when you come in. Blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that shall rise up against thee to be smitten before you. They shall come out against you one way, and flee before you seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon you, in your storehouses, and in all thou settest thine hands unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord hath given you. And the Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto himself, and has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways, and all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you, and the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. The Lord shall open unto you his good treasure, and the heaven to give the rain unto your land in his season, and bless all the work of your hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou shalt hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command you this day, to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command you this day to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them." So those are the blessings from the Lord. You know, he gives his people blessings. He reigns on the just but as well as the unjust, but he gives his obedient blessing. So it's up to you. Choose you this day. Will you choose life and good, or will you choose death and evil? What's your decision today? You know, there are many curses that there are more curses than there are blessings. Read about the curses in Deuteronomy 28, 15 through 68. Curses of those who disobey. So I'm going to read in a few minutes some of the curses that God gave us, and you can read the remainder of them wherever I leave off, or you can read all of them. Blessings are for the obedient. Choose you this day life. Be obedient. Decide today whether you want curses or blessings. You might say to yourself, everybody in their right mind would choose blessing. You would be right in your assessment. But have you ever seen people who seem to be stuck in life and can't seem to move forward? Well, now I'm going to read some of the curses to you. Deuteronomy, I'm going to start at Deuteronomy 28. I'm going to start at verse 15 and stop around verse 26. "But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city, cursed shall you be in the field, cursed shall you be in the basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your hand and the increase of your kind and the flocks of the sheep. Cursed shall be thou when you come in, cursed shall be you when you go out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thy hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of your doings, whereby you have forsaken me, says the Lord. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave to you until he has consumed you from off the land, whether thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption and with a fever and with an inflammation and with an extreme burning, with the sword and with the blasting and with the mildew, and they shall pursue thee until you perish, and the heaven over the head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make thee rain of the land of powder and dust. From heaven it shall come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before your enemies. You shall go in one way against them, and they shall flee seven ways before you, and shall be removed into the kingdoms of the earth. And your carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air and all the beasts of the earth, and no man shall throw them away. So I read Deuteronomy 28:15-26, I'm sorry, the curses. But they go all the way to the end of the chapter, 68 of them, all the way through 68. You know, like I said, blessings are for the obedient. Choose this day life. Be obedient to God. Decide whether you want to curse, whether you want curses or blessings. You might say to yourself, everybody in their right mind will choose blessings. You would be right in your assessment, but have you seen people who seem to be stuck in life? They may drink to the point of being an alcoholic. Maybe you've seen a prostitute on the corner. She seemed to be unable to stop the vicious cycle of selling her body. Or you see the drug addiction or the drug addict. He or she has become entangled and can't seem to stop the addiction. Whatever the cause, whatever caused these people to get caught up in these addictions, has it ever occurred to you that it could be you also? Do you think they want to be entangled in these addictions? I don't think so. They are caught up by curses. They are cursed, or perhaps someone in their family, generations back, caused it to be passed down to them. Sometimes they and we are so entangled, the only way we can see out is to take our own lives. Don't be shocked. It could be you. Is it you who feel trapped without a way out? You tried to stop your addiction many times. You tried to get out of the pit, the dark place you were in. You went for help, but you could not get it. You tried to get your family members to help you, but they just fussed and said, "You know better." You tried your friends, but their problem seems worse than yours. You tried anonymous clinics, Alcoholic Anonymous, Drug Anonymous. You got a temporary fix, but it didn't last. So you threw up your hand and said, "What's the use? It's no use. I may as well give up. I can't get no help." You felt your back was against the wall. Everywhere you turned, It was like a brick wall. You couldn't get over it. You couldn't get under it or around it. You felt like the wall was closing in on you. Where could you find help? No one understands what I'm going through, you said to yourself. You need help desperately. Finally, you decide it's time to end it all. All the misery, all the tears, all the physical and emotional pain. There seemed to be no way out. You have exhausted all resources. All your help seems to be gone. You want to give up. You have been low many times, but this is the lowest place you've ever been in. You decided to commit suicide. What is suicide, you ask yourself? Suicide is to abort the life before its purpose is completed. A plan or a spontaneous method devised to take a life, your own life. Life is a gift from God. Deuteronomy 30:15. See, I have set before you this day life and good, and death and evil. Calling, God is calling us to make wise decisions. Will you choose life and good or death and evil? There are rewards for choosing life and good, and there are consequences for choosing death and evil. God gives us blessings when we choose life over death. Let's look at Deuteronomy 28:1-15 again, you know, where God says, you know, the blessings on your own time, reap the blessings. In Deuteronomy 28:1-15, how he's going to bless you, how he's going to bless me, how he's going to bless us. The blessings are for the obedient. All we got to do is just obey God. It seems simple to some of us. It seems difficult to some of us. Sometimes to obey God, to some people, seems like you're climbing up a mountain and you can't hardly make it, or you're climbing out of a pit and you can't hardly make it. But, you know, God says we'll bless. Blessings will overtake the obedient. If we listen to him, if we obey him, he said we're going to be blessed in the city, blessed in the field. In other words, we're going to be blessed everywhere we go. You'll be blessed in another country. You'll be blessed in this country, wherever you go. Even the fruit of our body, which is our children and our grandchildren and our seed and our seed, he will bless them. Even whatever we have, if we have cattle, land, he will bless it. He'll increase. He'll bless our cupboards. You know, he'll fill them full of good things. You know, he'll bless our pantry. It'll be full. Bless our refrigerator. He'll bless our bank account. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and we'll be blessed when we go out. You know, he's going to cause all our enemies that try to rise up against us, he's going to smite them down. He's going to take them out, just like he did with David's enemy. You know, when the bear came, the lion came, and the giant came, oh, you know, God took them out. He ain't played. When it comes to our enemies, God's going to take them all out. The Lord said he would command blessings to come in our storehouses. You know, he's just going to fill us full of good things. The Lord will establish us as a holy people to himself. You know, that's what he did to Adam and Eve in the beginning. He established them unto himself. So we got to keep his commandments. We can't do it alone. We got to call on God to keep his commandments. When we obey God and do what he tells us to do, what's written in his word, when he speaks to our spirit, do what he says. Do what he says. Listen and obey him. Be loyal and faithful to God. Follow his commandments. You know, Deuteronomy 6, it tells us what he wants us to do. You know, one of the things he says in Deuteronomy 6, the first thing he says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt, this is the first commandment, and you shall love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. We're not to have a divided heart. We're to love him with one heart. With all your soul and with all your might. And these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart. And then he says, you know, you to teach these words to your children. You to write them on the doorpost. Read it. It's clearly stated there. And he says what he's going to do for you when you obey him. He wants it everywhere throughout your house. He wants you to heard when you get up, when you lie down, when you're sitting down, when you're resting. He said, you know, bind these as a sign upon your hand. You know, put them on index cards. Teach your children the scriptures, your grandchildren. Let them be as frontless before your eyes. In other words, you know, put them on the CD, put them on the DVD, put them on the TV. Everything you got on, look at it on Facebook. Look at it in the Kindle. Just the word. Stay in the word. Stay in the word. There's power in the word. And then, you know, write it upon your house. You know, I was going in the community years ago, and they had these big signs on their house. It was in a different language, so I couldn't read it. But, you know, I can just imagine on the front of every neighborhood, every neighbor's house in Jacksonville, it says, I choose you, Lord. I choose life. Lord, you are my Lord. You are my Redeemer. Lord, you are the God that I choose. You know, it says, you know, maybe you can have written out there, I love you, Lord, my strength. I choose you this day, Lord God, to serve you. Whatever the word says, write it. Write it out. Write it out. Remind yourself constantly of the word. You might say, this, you know, what does all this have to do with me? I choose to die. I choose death. I tried this life, this thing, life. It has not worked for me. I just want to die. You are falling into the great deceiver's tricks, his cunning, crafty, deceitful ways. He deceived Eve, and then she talked to her husband into being deceived from the promise that God gave them of eternal life. The tempter went to Eve and sold her trash, and she bought it, and it cost her life. It cost her love, joy, peace, goodness. It cost her gentleness, her faith in God. It cost her long-suffering. It cost her meekness and temperance. It was all taken from her. The devil took it from Eve and Adam, life, because they bought into and believed the lie the devil told them, and God had already told them the truth. God gave Adam and Eve abundant life and blessings, a whole garden. And guess what? He even gave them time to spend with him. Just like he gave you abundant life, God gives other people abundant life as well. But do not let the devil steal your life. The devil wants to steal, kill, rob, and destroy the life that God has given you. Choose life. Choose blessing from God. God wants to deliver you from all bondages today. God wants to deliver you from death, the grip of death, that the devil, the enemy, who is trying to tell you that you don't deserve to live. You have aborted babies. Maybe you have aborted babies. Maybe you have been strung out on drugs. Maybe you've been have prostituted your body. And don't forget, people, don't forget about the people maybe you've murdered. Maybe you murdered them with your mouth. Maybe you murdered them with earthly tools, guns and knives, or maybe you strangled them, however, whatever it is that you've done. Remember, God knows your entire life. He knows everything you've done, and he even knows what you're going to do. He knows what you're thinking, what you don't think. And God says, come to me, you who are a heavy burden, no matter what you've done, repent of it. Tell God what you've done. He already knows. He was there when you did it. He was there when you were prostituting. He was there when you were fornicating. He was there when you were committing adultery. He was there when you were addicted to drugs, when you were shooting a needle in your arm. He was there. He was there in the abortion clinic when you aborted the baby. He's everywhere all at the same time. He's a God who there's nothing hidden from. Every secret that you have, every dark thing you do, God knows about it before you do it. He sends warnings to us, but when you don't obey the warning, then the curses come. And, you know, even physical death. to take your own life or to be taken out by whatever comes, curses and so on. God wants you to choose life today. Today, God is calling you to a decision. Will you choose life and good or death and evil? Yes, I'm speaking to you. I know you think I'm talking to somebody else, but just in case you think I'm talking to somebody else, I'm talking to you. You have thought about taking your own life? I'm talking to you. And even tried to take your own life, but God stopped you. You took an overdose of pills, but God stopped you. You cut your body and tried to hang yourself, but God stopped you. He said, no, your life is not over. You have not yet fulfilled your purpose. God says, I sent you on the earth to do some things, to fulfill a purpose, and you must do it. I say choose life and fulfill your purpose. Move forward and call on God. Jeremiah 29:11 says, God says, I know the plans I have for you, plans for peace, not disaster, plans to give you a future filled with hope. So God wants us to live. He will answer and rescue you out of the pits of hell. This is your time and your season to move forward. Don't look back. God is calling you forward. Consult God and ask him, Lord, what did you send me on earth to do? Here I am, O Lord. Use me. I'm ready to do what you sent me here to do. Let me pray. Now I'm going to say a prayer for you to stop the spirit of death. This is a prayer against the spirit of death. This is from Apostle Kimberly Daniels' book, my pastor. The book is called Prayers That Bring Change. But this is a prayer against the spirit of death. You know, sometimes the spirit of death can be on you and you don't even know it. You're wondering why you're feeling oppressed, suppressed, or depressed. We're going to pray against that spirit today. In the name of Jesus, I curse the spirit of death over my city, over our families, off of our lives, in Jesus' name. The threefold cord of death held in the grave has already been defeated by the precious blood of Jesus. Early death, crib death, sudden death, accidental death, suicide, and every form of death is bound and blocked. I call out the names of the strong man of death, the strong men of death, and pull their strongholds down. Azrael, Uriel, Samuel, Grim Ripper, Lalitho, Father Time, Osiris, Heal, Izamani, Shemel, Thanatos, Kamel, Hades. The assignment of death is broken off of us and all of our future generations, which includes death through sickness and disease, domestic violence, violent crimes, crib death, suicide, juvenile delinquency, abortion and miscarriage, terrorism, empty shell assault, freak accidents, gang violence and initiation, hijacking, robberies and burglaries, occult sacrifices, organized police and government corruption, drug deals and organized crime, generational curses of infirmity and sickness, abuse of the weak and innocent. I declare that none of these will have any power over us ever in the name of Jesus. I confess Psalm 68:20, that escape from death comes from the sovereign Lord. I declare that the Lord has not given us over to death. Psalms 118:18. God, I thank you that we have found wisdom that breeds life according to Proverbs 8:35. We have favor of God on our lives because we love wisdom in the name of Jesus and will not court death. We agree with Proverbs 12:28 that life we agree with Proverbs 12:28 that life is the way of mortal and spiritual prosperity, and in its path there is no death. The word of the Lord is in Proverbs 10:2 declares that the treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but the righteous are delivered from death. We are delivered from death. Our spouses are delivered from death. Our families are delivered from death. Our seed is delivered from death. Death has no victory over our lives. There is no sting. The spirit of death is bound. We will live and not die. The law of wisdom has caused us to depart from the snares of death. Proverbs 13:14. We will not walk in the ways that seem right but lead to death. Proverbs 14:12. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love people. 1 John 3:14. Those who are drawn to death are far from us. Our households are not houses that are a way of hell and the chambers of death, Proverbs 7:27. Our feet do not lead to death, Proverbs 5:5. Because we love wisdom, we do not have a covenant with death, Proverbs 8:36. Because we do not pursue evil, death is not our portion. We are delivered from the messengers of death, Proverbs 16:24. We have passed from death to life because we love each other. And we understand that to hate is to abide in the spirit of death. 1 John 3:14. The fume that ignited the airways for the spirit of death to flow or fall into the ground. They are under our feet and have been sucked into the pits of hell. Atmospheric death is cursed to its roots. The ruach of the Holy Spirit has blown it away. The scent of revival is in the air, and restoration is released unto us seven times. The gates of hell, death, and the grave shall not prevail against our city. There is life and death in the power of the tongue, and we use the life of our tongue to displace the spirit of death. We speak manifold life, abundant life, 100-fold life in Jesus' name. Death is swallowed up in victory. Our righteousness delivers us from death. There is no death in the way of righteousness. The law of the wise is a fountain of life that causes us to depart from the snares of death. Proverbs 13:14. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. The terror that comes by night has been overthrown. Lalito has been cast back into her hole. We serve the God of salvation. The issues of death belong to him. Though the Lord chastens us sorely, he has not given us unto death. Psalms 118:18. He has given us keys over death, hell, and the grave. We walk in that victory in our city and in every surrounding county. Our borders are blessed and cannot be cursed by the infiltration of death spirits. We believe every word that we have spoken, and we believe that the manifestation of the power of these words will be a sign to our city that shall cause the government and media to know that Jesus is Lord. As a result, many souls will be saved. Amen. Well, I thank God for the reading of the prayer, and I thank God that the prayer shall be answered. And, you know, my apostle has her pastor, Apostle John Eckhart, and he has a prayer for deliverance. And so today I'm going to read a prayer out of his book. It's called The Prayer of Deliverance. And it begins, "Keep our soul and deliver us, O God. Be pleased, O God, to deliver us. Make haste, O God, and deliver us. Deliver us in your righteousness. Deliver us, O God, out of the hand of the enemy. Deliver us from our persecutors. Deliver us out of great waters. Deliver us from the oppression of man. Deliver us according to your word. Deliver our soul from lying lips and deceitful tongues. Deliver us from our enemies and hide us. Surround us with songs of deliverance, O God. Command deliverances for our lives. Deliver us from all of our fears, O God. Deliver us out of all our troubles. Deliver us from them who hate us. Deliver us out of our distresses. Send your word and deliver us out of destruction. Deliver our soul from death, our eyes from tears, and our feet from falling. We call upon the name of Jesus, and we are delivered. Deliver us from the power of the lion through your knowledge, and we are delivered. Through your wisdom, we are delivered. We receive miracles of deliverance for our lives in Jesus' name. So, Father, I thank you for your word. Oh, your word is able to deceive us to do it. So, of our soul that will try to rob, kill, and destroy us in Jesus' name, amen. Whatever you've done, God will forgive you. He will deliver you and heal you. Accept the healing from God today. Go before the Lord, repent, ask him to forgive you. Do not condemn yourself. Ask God to forgive you and restore you unto him. God does not condemn us. God loves you. He sent Jesus to die for you. Live. I say live. Choose life today and life abundant. Life, abundant life in Christ Jesus. Let him be Lord of your lives. Let him be your counselor of your life. Let him lead you on the path. The righteous path of blessings, blessings of abundant life. I love each of you. Choose life. Even if you are already saved, choose life daily. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It is closing time on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I thank you for being on with us today. I thank you for hearing what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us today. Obey God, choose life. I look forward to speaking to you on Saturday on Bible Storyland. It will be Senior Citizens Day this Saturday. The call-in number is 1-619-789-4313. So call in, see what the Spirit of God is going to say to you that day, and open the Word, study the Word, be obedient to God, be pleasing unto him. So I say to you, have a God-filled evening, a God-filled weekend, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget, God loves you. I love you, but he loves you even more. So I'll see you Saturday.